The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the capital of our nation, San Jose Sharks, here in Washington, D.C., facing off against the Washington Capitals for the very second time and final time this season. The question is, Drew Remenda, is this going to be the last time that San Jose Sharks hockey gets to face Alex Ovechkin?
Washington play last game, I think so. It's he can't keep up. He just doesn't keep up to the pace anymore. But I think, you know, what more does he have to accomplish besides trying to win another Stanley Cup? And it will be the last time, I think, that we get to see him in the regular season, get to see him at home. It's incredible, the best scorer to ever play the game. When you look at it, an amazing career. There was a couple years ago, I thought, no way he's catching it. And still at his age, he puts up, what's he got, 20 now?
He's got 20 goals.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's done. I think he's accomplished what he needs to accomplish, and then we'll see where he goes from there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he can accomplish the Washington Capitals' drive to get another Stanley Cup this season, that would be maybe the cherry on top of a gigantic sundae that basically features all of the accolades that he so well deserves. As we all know, nobody celebrates the Stanley Cup better than Alex Ovechkin, and we saw that over the course of the 2018 summer. But having said all that, this Capitals team is an outstanding club, and where they're really good is in the offensive zone. Why don't you describe why?
Well, because they're big, and they move well. They get to the net. They cycle the puck. They use their defense very, very well. They do have guys who will get to the inside and get there quick. Spencer Carberry has done a very good job coaching this club. He's got some challenges this year because he's had some injuries, and their biggest one being Tom Wilson, who's been their best player this year, which you saw it last year. He's going to the Olympic team with Macklin. Doesn't look like he's available again today. It'd be his fifth or sixth straight missing, which is...
He is out, I can confirm. Yeah,
okay. Well, that's good news for the Sharks. But they are a team that they beat the Sharks, what, was it 7-1?
7-1.
7-1, and because they play big, they play heavy, and they play with pace. The Sharks, against big, heavy pace, fast-paced teams, are they're not there yet.
It's problematic. Like the Vegas game.
Yep. And though the one thing I watch in their defensive zone, there's more time and space. So that's where the Sharks might be able to increase their advantage to try to help themselves in tonight's game. The big key for tonight is... And we talked to Ryan Rosofsky about it yesterday, is your pace away from the puck. You have to check in this game. You have to get to people quickly. You got to kill plays quick. You got to put them in the small ice. Don't let them expand the offensive zone. And then, boom, get the puck going the other way and break out cleanly. They worked on that yesterday. Ryan Rosofsky talked about it yesterday. Those are the two big points. You have to make sure you kill plays quick, and you have to make sure you exit quick.
One thing the Sharks do have in the area of breaking out is they have some good face-off plays. Brian Wiseman has been really good at constructing some of those, and one of them involved having Tyler Toffoli, when he flipped the puck diagonally across the ice after they won a face-off, he got it over to Alex Wennberg. That turned into a two-on-one with Pavel Regenda, but part of the reason why that happened in that game a few games ago was because the defenseman on the weak side was a little bit sleepy, and the Capitals aren't a team that gets sleepy, are they?
Well, not with that coaching staff. They're not. The one thing they worked on yesterday was stretching out the zone. So you blow the first guy out of the zone, and he's skating to the far blue line. And the second guy goes as well. Weak side guy comes as well. And then you bank it off the boards to the long guy. Second guy comes up underneath and supports. Tap it to him, and hopefully you get into the zone quick. So they worked on stretching out the zone and pushing that defenseman back on face-off plays and on just breakouts alone. D-to-D, then bang up off the boards. Boards are your best friend. Brett Hedekin used to talk about it all the time. It's a sixth man out there, and it is. If you use the boards effectively. Guys don't use the boards at all anymore. We used to do it all the time. We used to talk to guys. We used to have plays off the boards. But so they don't do that as much anymore, but they worked on it yesterday, and I think that's going to be a key to it.
Well, also the key, too, is that the Sharks are starting to get a little healthier, and that's really important for this road trip especially. Looks like Will Smith is going to be ready tomorrow against Detroit. Knock on wood. He's probably try it in the morning. Practice hard today. Everything is looking really good for him to come back. And obviously that helps a little bit with the distribution of your offense because he adds a lot more than he gets credit for.
Well, he does. And he and Macklin have that chemistry. The interesting thing will be what will Ryan Wasofsky do with the Lions. Tonight, we've got Colin Graf with Chernyshov and Macklin. And Eklund goes with Wendberg and Toffoli. The fourth line's back in intact, and then we've got Gaudette with Misa and Rienda. So
Skinner's out.
Skinner's out. So that gives you a little bit more size, gives you a little bit more speed, gives that net front presence. Be interesting to watch Michael Misa now put another game where I thought he was okay against Vegas. Hard to kind of judge anybody in that game. But he's got to find that pace to the game.
Two tough games in a row for him.
Tough game to go. You're okay. I'm back from the World Juniors. Not good. You're playing Vegas. Good luck with your kid. And then you play in the Washington Capitals. But that's the National Hockey League, right? That's what you do. You come up and it's trial by fire.
One thing that the Sharks have not really been this season is a box-out team in the defensive zone. This is a kind of a game where Washington coming off the boards is among the best in the NHL at getting in front, net front presence. So then your other choice is to try to front things. How do you make that choice? You know, can the Sharks do better at boxing out?
Yeah, they can. You got to get it in your head, but that's what you got to do because their winning goal against the Montreal Canadiens is it's in overtime, but. Slavkovsky from the Canadiens just is on the wrong side. And they get inside position and boom, they score the goal. You can. It's not like it's a specialized skill. It's just having it in your head that you're going to be proactive and I'm going to play off your inside hip and I'm going to get that inside position between you and my goalie. It's just something that, for some reason, the Sharks D don't have that in their game. But you can. Definitely. It's just make sure. Doug Cruz reminds them all the time. But and if you're going to front the puck, then stop the damn thing or get out of the way. So your three options are box out, which is my number one choice. Number two is front the puck or block the puck. Or number three, get the hell out of the way so the goalie can see it. Figure it out.
Seems like a basic repertoire for victory here tonight, but it's a lot easier said than done. We're going to Alex Nedeljkovic tonight getting the starting goal. It is his 200th National Hockey League game. I talked to him this morning, and he said, why did you remind me? I got to put something up on the board now. But he also said, you know, similar to Brendan Dillon in a sense, he said, I just wanted to get to the National Hockey League. The fact that it's 200 really is something to say. And he's been a good addition to this team.
Fantastic. Really, when you look at the additions to this team this year, they've been great. You know, like I said a while back, Mike looks like he knows what he's doing. You know, it's amazing that you look at the additions, and not only just in how they performed on the ice, but the type of people they are and what they're like in the room. Danny, when have you noticed in our room this much camaraderie, this much chemistry, this much love for each other?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I don't know if I've ever really witnessed it like this. There's always been, the guys always loved each other, but it was never this much of that family feeling. It's been incredible. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you know what's related to that? It's because you got two kids, 19 and 20, that are living with two veteran guys. Then you got the third kid who's 18 living with another veteran guy. You know, the first two, of course, are Thornton and Marlowe. They're retired. But yeah. Tyler Toffoli is hosting Michael Misa. Yeah. And I think that brings people together because what happens is people like Tyler Toffoli will have Thanksgiving dinner at their house, invite the whole team over. You know, that's a lot of work to do. Yeah. But they do it, and it really makes for a better team scenario. I'm going back and thinking about it, you know, I hate to say it, but 93-94 at the end felt like this. Yeah. But even then, it wasn't quite like this.
First year.
Yeah, I would say
first so. Year, there was a bunch of
and everybody wanted to welcome a new baby into the family of the NHL. So that was what it was like. The thing I remember about that first year was the fact that everybody used to talk after games, like right in the back of the Cow Palace. You can't do that anymore. But back to this. We've got a big game tonight. We're on the air at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time with the Sharks and the Washington Capitals. I've got Jamal Mayers with me tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be in Detroit. Until then, that's our morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.